and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And AM 1400 K1 Community Connection, and an opportunity to highlight Bartlesville Community Foundation this morning. And Sean and Morrell are in to tell us all about it. And the foundation getting some other favorable mentions recently. Monday night's Bartlesville School Board with the Challenge Grant, and people would like to give to that $41,000 Challenge Grant. They were directed to get a hold of the foundation. I know that's not what we're talking about, but giving to the foundation is. So good morning, Sean. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks for having us. And we're very excited about that Challenge Grant, and also excited the Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation has become an affiliate of the Community Foundation. So really excited to be partnering with them, and this is a great project to get started with.
And I'm sure there are a lot more nonprofits that just, I've been sitting around saying, you know, we really should talk to them about how they can help us out, and have been just one of those, like we put things off month to month, week to week, year to year, and they still need to talk to the foundation about getting a partnership going.
That's right. There's so much that we can do, not only for nonprofits, but for individual donors, and just give us a call and we can kind of help you. Our job is to help you meet your philanthropic goals, whether that's a nonprofit or whether it's individuals or whether it's a group that wants to join together to accomplish something. We can help you figure those things out.
And that's kind of the focus of what I know we're going to be talking about this morning, more from the donor give portion. But again, donors need recipients, and so everything kind of works together. The foundation has been doing so many good things recently. Well, I guess really since inception, but I've seen a lot more evidence of what you're going on within let's say 3 to 5 years. It's just getting out there and really talking about how people can benefit by a community foundation.
That's right, and community foundations really exist to help everyone else succeed. And so I think as people start to realize that we're there to help them, they get excited about that, and then they look for ways they can partner with us.
Well, and I think sometimes just kind of looking at it, because I am involved in somewhat in the nonprofit world, nonprofits say, well, what do I need them for? We're already a nonprofit. People can give to us, tax benefited. But when you get a community foundation together, an opportunity to gather funds from a lot more sources, and I think a kind of benefit of scale as far as investing those resources, there's all kinds of reasons that nonprofits and worthy causes need to talk to the foundation.
That's right, and really scale is a very important issue, but so is back office help. Mm-hmm. I would like to have an endowment for my nonprofit, but, and you know this, helping out, it's, you're just constantly working to serve your clients, to fulfill your mission, and those always end up getting put on the back burner. And so that's one of the ways that we can help. Something you want to do, but you don't maybe have the resources to get it started, we can take on that role and then let that money and income flow back to you.
And not necessarily more important, but usually more immediate stuff there. They're, you know, more involved in the day-to-day.
Exactly. And one thing we really want to encourage people to think about is, what do you want Bartlesville to look like in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years? Down the road. Yes, the day-to-day is time-consuming, it's important, it's part of your mission, but for the future health of the community, that's really where we can step in and help out.
Yeah, and as far as from the donor point of view, I think people always say, I want to help. And of course, we're in the middle of a United Way fund drive right now, and that's a really good thing that has been going on now for 70 years in Bartlesville, and so the evidence is there. Bartlesville Community Foundation, not quite that long-lived, but when you look at the things the foundation has already done, a lot of worthwhile work, and certainly people need to give.
Yes, and we're excited about where we're headed. We just hit $10 million in assets. We're helping to put around $1 million a year back into the community from all of our funds and from our own grant programs, and so a big impact moving forward, I think, and really going to be, we like to think about it as United Way is that year-to-year giving community foundation is that long-term giving to the things you love.
Who is your typical donor right now?
Our typical donor right now is, well, it's really everyone.
Okay.
We have, and one reason for that is we try to target different groups. For younger donors, we have a program called Flash Philanthropy, where they can come in, donate $500, we pool that money, and then the group decides where to send all of that money back out into the community. Younger donors really like that. It's hands-on. It's something with a very definite time frame to it. And then we have donors that are thinking about their long-term goals, and they like to come in and start a fund that will benefit the charities that they've always supported. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have your final gift to the community, legacy giving and planned giving, and we can help you with that as well. You want to take care of your kids, your family, and the community that helped you succeed.
And that legacy gift, can be those that have accumulated assets and can, from their estate or from while they're still in their investments, can literally write a check. But that's not the only way that people can give from planned giving.
Exactly. And we always tell people and organizations, the biggest gift you can ever give or that you'll ever receive will be a planned gift, because that's when you have the most assets available to make those gifts. And that's at any level. I think a lot of times people think, well, I'm not rich, how could I leave a planned gift? But it's something as simple as 10% of your life insurance policy. It's something as simple as a percentage of your IRA. Mm-hmm. There's just lots and lots of ways to continue to support the community that sometimes people don't think about, and we can help them with that.
Oh, and even just as mentioning that life insurance policy, and 10% is wonderful, and that's a real easy designation that you can make just by one piece of paper, typically on most life insurance policies. But having worked in that field for a few years, I know there's also just the charitable use of life insurance to buy a policy. And as you pay the premiums on that, you can make the nonprofit, your church, the foundation, whatever, the owner of the policy, so that even those premiums that you're paying are a tax deductible donation at that time to in the name of that. Not that nonprofit. So
that's right, and there's lots of different ways to approach that giving. And you bring up a good point too. You mentioned several different types of nonprofits. Most people support more than one nonprofit in a community. Mm-hmm. And another thing a planned gift can do is allow you to support all the things that were important to you.
And so with planned giving, it's something that people. It's not a snap decision. These are things that, like you said, they have supported this cause, and this cause for 25 years or longer, and they want to go on supporting that.
That's right, and that's where the planned part of a planned gift comes in. It is something that needs to be thoughtful, something you need to talk through with your family, something that you really want to understand, because sometimes a planned gift can be a little more complicated than mm-hmm. just writing a check.
Yeah.
And
although that's a good way.
Yeah, that's the best way sometimes. and we always love those. But I think going through that planning process is very, very important. And as I told my own parents, I don't care what you do with your money. I just need to know what you want done
yeah.
with your money. And sometimes I think people don't really think that through.
Well, and that's something that a conversation with someone like you or Morel can start ideas going for someone in the community.
Exactly, and that's really what we're here for, as a resource. And one thing we've done to try to help that is we've created what we just call a planned giving partnership. And Morel talked more about the mechanics, but basically it's a group of nonprofits coming together with ourselves, and this last year the United Way also partnering with us. We all get together, we all talk about how to create planned gifts, and then those organizations go back out to their donors, and we provide planning. We provide a free planned giving lawyer to help them create that plan, and then the donor can take that plan to their CPA or their lawyer or their financial advisor and get it put together the way they want.
And that already answers my next question, that if someone already has their what I'm going to call their financial team together, their financial advisor, their legal advisor, and that, you know, can't even be the same office sometimes. But you have somebody on your side that kind of looks at things, again, from the foundation's point of view, and then attorney to attorney or financial advisor to financial advisor, all the language gets put together in the best way that works for all parties concerned.
Exactly. And because we're only concerned about, well, not only concerned about, but our expertise is on the charitable side.
Right.
We can help with that piece. But the great thing about the resources we have is a lot of people come in and say, hey, I need to know how to take care of my children and give to charity. They're mm-hmm. concerned about both, which they should be.
Sure.
And so we can really help them through that process then.
Yeah. And again, the insurance professionals in town would simply say, well, that's another reason to buy another life insurance policy and create that instant estate right away. We'll take a break and continue our community connection in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing community connection this morning, and again, Sean and Morrell in from the Bartlesville Community Foundation. And Morrell, you've so far been very patiently sitting on the other side of the interview table here and letting Sean carry the ball, but you're in also, you've got those partnerships that you are either have already developed or can still be developed because of what people want to do, right?
Right. So the planned giving partnership, the partnership piece to that is we have 9 agencies that have all committed to focusing on their endowment and their future sustainability. And those agencies have been very successful through this partnership by encouraging their donors to use the resources the foundation provides in raising endowment funds. So about spring a couple years ago, the Bartlesville community $1,000 in planned gifts, then they would receive a $20,000 operating grant. And so far, we've had 5 agencies meet that goal and will be or have received their $20,000 to $25,000 operating grant. So those agencies like Big Brothers Big Sisters, Children's Musical Theater, Mary Martha, Paz Independence, Theater Bartlesville, and we've had a few others, but they've just really spent a little bit extra time mm-hmm. focusing on encouraging their donors, especially board members who are already very invested in the organization, really care about the mission, want to make sure it's going to be there for future generations, and encouraging them to sit down with the planned giving attorney and get some of that expertise that the foundation's resources offer. And then, you know, just kind of getting the ball rolling. A lot of people think about, oh, I'm going to get to that someday. I really care about Past Independence and I'm going to get to that someday, but never sit down and do it. And this program encourages them to come sit down with our planned giving attorney, get the advice they need, get the verbiage, and then take it to, like we talked about earlier, their financial professionals, their legal professionals that they trust to put those together.
Well, and it's even interesting that you mention, you know, all sizes, because I think people use the first one you mentioned, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Oh, sure, you know, of course, they've got the donors, they've got the big things. But when you got down to Pass to Independence, a relatively new organization, still, okay, they're more than startup, but they are by no means Big Brothers, Big Sisters as far as the base that they've got. So you can do it large and small.
Right. So the way that the partnership works is it's highly subsidized, the cost of this, keeping this attorney on retainer basically, and all the other resources that come with their services, but they pay into the program to have some skin in the game. And the way we set those cost is based on, it's a sliding scale based on their operating income. So any agency can join and be a part of it. They don't have to have a gigantic operating income to be a part of this, but it substantially cuts down the cost of what it would be for them to have their own plan giving officer or their own plan giving attorney on retainer to help their donors. Mm-hmm. It's really a co-op is kind of how the whole partnership is set up, so that all these agencies can benefit from that expertise and their donors, more than anything, can benefit from it.
So you probably hit the key benefit to the organization is all this financial management service for you. Now, do you help in other ways too? And I don't know because I didn't ask this during the break. Do you help them market that? Do you help them bring everybody together?
We bring all of the agencies together, and what's been really cool to see is the collaboration that's going on between those. We have a lot of wonderful nonprofits in town that have very worthy missions, but working together just kind of amplifies the good. And I think getting them in the same room, realizing that they're all working towards a similar goal of making Bartlesville a great place to live, has really been an added benefit that we didn't necessarily know would come from this, but has been really nice to see the collaboration and the camaraderie between the different organizations. They also receive a lot of resource development help outside. We understand that it's hard to allocate some of your time to planning an endowment, but we also think it's very, very important, especially in a town with the demographics that Bartlesville has. So they're getting expertise on helping with their annual fund. They're getting expertise helping with grants, applying for grants, any kind of resource development help, events, and integrating endowment into all of that so that it's just a part of their strategic plan for the resource development and the sustainability of their agency.
How does somebody get started? A phone call to the foundation?
Yep, that's all it takes to get started. If you're an agency and you want to talk about getting involved in the plan giving partnership, you can call us 337-2287 at the Bartlesville Community Foundation. Speak to Sean. And then if you're a donor and you just want to sit down with our plan giving expert who's been doing plan giving for 30 years, and even though we have wonderful professionals in town, he's been doing specifically plan giving for a long time, and he can help you devise a plan that maybe some strategies you haven't heard of, maybe it's stuff you have heard of, but it's free advice. There's no obligation to make a gift. You just sit down with him for 30 minutes to an hour, get a free consultation, and then you can work with the people you trust to draw up those agreements if you decide to do anything.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great concept, something that I know, again, is not going to be an impulse buy, so to speak, but people, if you are thinking about this, if you hadn't thought about it, but all of a sudden, what Sean and Morrell had to say says to you, yes, I really need to think about this, then give them a call and just explore the possibilities.
Yeah, if you're a donor or an agency, all you have to do is call us 337-2287, and we can help you out in whatever needs you have.
And I should know your website address, BartlesvilleCF.org.
Yes.
All right, check that out as well. Again, just to stop by and let the folks there at the foundation talk to you about your options and how you could make planned giving part of your estate plans. More on AM 1400 K1 in just a bit. It's 4 in front of 9.
Matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America when piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes.